welcome to the Self Mastery Journey podcast. I'm your host, Montel B. I'm a millennial success coach, digital content creator, and full-time dreamer. My mission is to help ambitious visionaries like you unlock the code to life success. Join me as I take you through my journey of self-mastery, the lessons, the successes, the failures. This is going to be your space to call in your desires, transform your reality, and reclaim your power. Let's dive in. Hi queens, welcome back to my channel and welcome to the Self Mastery Journey. My name is Montel B, and one thing I realized recently is I would open my YouTube videos by saying, "Hey guys," and that just ain't happening anymore. That is not happening because I know that my audience is full of beautiful queens who are on their own journey of self-mastery, who are wanting to up level and just tap back into the queen that they are. So that is how I'm going to be addressing you. I'm going to be welcoming you to my channel as the queen you are. Hey guys, it's not happening anymore. I barely have any guys watching this channel other than my boyfriend. Shout out to him. But other than that, it's just a community full of queens. So that is how I will be addressing you moving forward. But anyway, now that is out of the way, on to the topic of today's video, which is going to be all about activating your personal power. So what I want to start off by saying is that we all have personal power. We all are powerful beings in our own way. And something else to note is that power really comes in seasons. There's going to be times where you feel so powerful, so confident, so resilient within yourself. And then there may be periods where you're not feeling the best and you're not feeling as powerful. Or maybe there's certain situations that really bring out the confidence in you and bring out that fire and that power. And then there's other situations or experiences or circumstances that you don't yet feel as powerful in. Now, it's not to say you're never going to get there. Maybe it's just a new experience or something that is a bit out of your comfort zone, but that is the whole purpose of going on a self-mastery journey, for you to recognize the areas in your life where you maybe do need a bit of improvement, or you just need to activate that personal power and that personal fire again. So that is what this video is going to be all about. So as I'm going through the points of how to activate your personal power, I want you to be reflecting on the areas where you already do feel powerful, you do feel the fire and the confidence, and then also reflect on areas where you need to improve. And this episode will more so be speaking to the parts of you that need the improvement, so you know exactly how to move forward. So I will be sharing more on my personal experience, how I was able to activate my own personal power and how I'm still activating that power, because as we grow, as we evolve, there's going to be different experiences, different situations that may cripple us back to losing our power and losing our strength. Now, the reason why it's so important for us as queens to know exactly how to activate our personal power is because power equals confidence. Confidence, power equals influence, and power equals opportunity. So in this day and age, it's important for us as women to know exactly how to be assertive, how to operate from a place of power, how to make the right decisions, because overall, it's going to give us a better life. Times have changed, society has changed, and although we are feminine beings, although we are women, we still need to know exactly how and when to activate our personal power so that we can dictate our futures, so that we can become control of our own life, our circumstances, and our happiness. So the first thing I personally realized when I was on my journey of activating my own power is that it has to come from a place of desire. So the first step really is to create that desire. And the definition for desire, or at least my definition anyway, is having a deep passion for something, having a true sense of cause. And desire is often connected with love, connection, and purpose as well. So when you think about the people on earth who feel like they've found their purpose, or that it may even be you as well, you may feel like you have found your calling, your purpose, at least for now. And how does that make you feel? When you feel like you've got a purpose in life, it creates a desire for you to fulfill and for you to deliver. You may see your purpose on this earth as being a parent. So maybe you've got children and you have a deep desire to fulfill your role as a parent, to give them love, to give them support and give them connection, and you would do anything for them. So that is a true cause. Maybe you are someone who is passionate for empowering others. Similar to myself, you may be really passionate about teaching and educating people, and you may feel like that's your purpose. So you have a strong desire to fulfill that purpose, and you will do anything to fulfill that purpose. And it doesn't necessarily feel difficult. It doesn't feel like work because you are so connected to that cause. Maybe you feel like your purpose on earth is traveling the world. That's definitely one of my my purposes, and I cannot wait to fulfill that purpose. But if that feels like your true cause, your true calling, you're going to do anything in order to live that life and fulfill that desire. So this is what I mean by having to create a desire, because this will activate your personal power. Because when you feel a strong desire, that desire to fulfill produces adrenaline. And we all know how adrenaline works. When you feel adrenaline in your body, you're ready to do some things that you didn't even think you was capable of doing. You are ready to push straight past your limits. You are ripping down them barriers. We all know how adrenaline works. When you're in a situation where there's just such a strong sense of urgency and such a built up energy within you, that is fuel, that is desire. And we often hear about adrenaline in cases where people are running from fear. So maybe you're getting chased by someone, maybe you're getting kidnapped. You are able to do things you didn't even think was possible. And that's because all of the energy, all of that rage and that desire for you to get out of that situation, that's what's building up inside of you. So you want to be creating a similar desire in order for you to activate your personal power. Now, I'm not saying that you should create a desire that's based on fear. So you are fearful of something happening, so you've now created a desire around it. That is not the case. You want to always be operating from love where possible. So create a desire that's based on love and passion and true meaning. And again, please don't burst a brain cell trying to think, well, what is my purpose? I don't know what my purpose is yet. That's absolutely fine. Your purpose is going to change and evolve as you change and evolve. But just think about the now. What is something that's heavy on your heart right now? What is something that you really want to fulfill? And create a desire around that. And that will help you tap into your personal power. So once you've created that desire, the second step is to really deepen your connection with yourself. So this is going to require you to get quiet. Get quiet and get still. As the day-to-day goes by, we operate from our head. We operate from the brain, we make decisions from the brain, and we think all day long. We consume other people's opinions, we consume thoughts on a day-to-day basis. And the important thing to know here is that the brain is designed to keep us safe. So when you are operating from the brain, you are operating out of survival mode. So your brain is going to tell you the best decision to make in that moment that's going to keep you safe. But that is not always going to operate your power, because safety does not equal power. It does not equal confidence. Safety is what's going to keep you within your comfort zone, and that is what we're trying to break free from. So whilst it is important for you to connect with your mind and your brain and yes, make day-to-day decisions from that space, you also want to be connecting with the heart and the soul, because that's where the power comes from. All of the answers you could possibly need in life are already within you. It's just that you may not be getting quiet enough to hear the messages, to hear the signs, to see what to feel what your heart is telling you to do in every moment. So if you are feeling like on a day-to-day basis, you struggle to make decisions, you constantly feel overwhelmed, then this could be your sign to gain a deeper connection with yourself. And a simple way to do that is by starting a spiritual practice. Now, of course, I myself consider myself to be a spiritual being, but you personally might not consider yourself as a spiritual person yet, but just know that you are definitely a spiritual being, or maybe you just don't even know where to get started. Do not overcomplicate it. I know that there's a lot of information out there now about starting a spiritual journey, going through a spiritual awakening, and all of the content and all of the information can be super overwhelming. So what you want to do is just take it back to the basics. What is the bare minimum that you can do right now to connect with yourself? And you don't even have to attach the title spiritual onto it if you don't want to. You can just call it a daily practice that you commit to. So that could look like meditation. You could spend 10 to 20 minutes every day meditating, getting quiet, understanding your thoughts, understanding what thoughts are actually yours and what thoughts are external, what thoughts have come from other people's opinions. It could be going for a daily walk. Maybe you like to get your exercise in, you like to connect with nature. So that could be your time to spend with yourself, to understand the thoughts that you have, the decisions that you make, and really connect with your true power. And another one, if you are more spiritual, could be prayer. So you could commit to every morning just practicing gratitude, asking for guidance, thanking God for all that you have, and just asking for further direction in life, asking to activate your power. Just keep it simple. Keep it super simple. And this can be something that you keep to yourself as well. Nobody else has to know what you are doing, but this is going to be the starting point for you to connect with your inner self, for you to activate that power, and for you to make intuitive decisions without the external influence. And speaking of influence, that brings me on to point number three, which is going to be about identifying your influence. We all have a lot more control and influence over our life than we actually give ourselves credit for. And I know that can be a little hard to believe. believe right now, if you are in situations that you feel you have no control over, maybe you are working a job that you cannot stand, maybe you're in school and you're just sick of it, maybe you've got kids and other commitments that you feel like are taking over your life. Honestly, I know that, and not everything in life you can control, but that's not what we're focused on right now. What I'm asking you to do is identify the areas in your life where you do have control. So think family, think relationships. These are areas where you do have more control and more influence. I keep using the example of a parent in this. I don't know what's going on there. But let's just say you are a parent. You have so much influence over your children. They look to you as their leader, as their guide. So you are influencing them in a positive way. Think about certain routines that you have in your life. Maybe you are very consistent with going to the gym. That's something where you have a huge influence over because you have the power in that area. You've formed a routine and you've stuck it out. Another example could be career. Maybe you are in a really great job right now that you are super happy in and you know it's going to elevate your career. Just think about, what part did you play to influence this area of your life to work in your favor? So if it is family, if it is career, if it is certain routines, what did you do? What part did you play in that? How did you activate your personal power in that area? And then how can you create a strategy to transfer that same power, that personal power, into all areas of your life? So I will give you an example of myself and one area where I personally activated my personal power and recreated that strategy into other areas of my life. So I started my YouTube channel almost 7 years ago. It's been a very long journey. It's been a lot of practice. And throughout this journey, I have absolutely grown my confidence. I've grown my communication skills in so many ways unimaginable. And from this experience, from this journey, my YouTube channel became my online portfolio. It showed what I can do, what I'm capable of, how I present myself. And this was something that I recognized I can transfer into other areas of my life. And that's exactly what I did. So I was able to transfer my skills, my power, everything I had built from building an online community over into my career. So I remember a couple of years ago, back in 2018, I really wanted to up my skills in marketing. So I just applied for an internship. Knowing full well at this point, I didn't go to uni, so I didn't have any sort of degree. I wasn't even in uni. And when I read the description for this internship, it clearly said on the first line, must have a bachelor's in marketing, or a bachelor's at least. And I saw that, and I, with my brazen self, just thought, you know what? I'm still applying because I know what I've got to offer. I know what I bring to the table. I know what I can bring to this company. They need me. They need my creativity. And I went ahead and applied. I activated my power. I transferred it to another area in my life, and it worked. I got the internship almost immediately. I just sent them a link to my digital portfolio. I sent them a link to my YouTube channel. They was like, yeah, perfect. This is exactly what we needed. And that was that. That's how simple it can be when you think about the areas where you've mastered activating your power. You know that you have influence in this area. Think about, how can you take that same energy, re-strategize it, and move it over to other areas in your life so you can fully activate your personal power in all of the areas. The next point is to be clear on exactly what it is you stand for. So your values should speak for themselves. As you enter a room, as you show up, whether it be online, offline, when people are talking about you, when people are introducing you, your values should show before you even have to speak. It should be clear what you stand for, clear the type of person you are, the type of woman you are, before you even open your mouth. And the way that you do this is by first, of course, knowing what your core values are. As a human being, as a woman, what are your values? What do you stand for? And then once you do identify what those values are, it's really important for you not to second guess yourself and for you to stand strong against those values and not put them in jeopardy. Because when somebody can see that you're not clear on your values or what you stand for, this is their opportunity to take advantage, and this is how you can easily lose your power. So by you knowing what it is you stand for, standing strong in that, it's going to give you so much confidence. And this is when you know that you're untouchable. No one can fuck with you. You are a bad bee, and you have activated your full personal power. And then the fifth thing I'm going to share with you today about activating your personal power is all about communication. So mastering your communication. And I just first want to say, this is not going to happen overnight. So rest assured, nobody's asking you to, after this video, feel like, okay, I need to master communication in 24 hours. It is a process. It is a journey. It is ongoing, probably till the day you die. There's going to always be something that you can learn. There's going to be always an evolution of you yourself and your communication. But it's important for you to be aware and consciously trying to master communication, because improving your communication is going to give you more confidence, and more confidence will result in more influence, and more influence will result in more power. A confident woman has very strong opinions. However, they can come across as weak if they're not properly articulated. And I know that this is definitely the case for myself. I see myself as someone who is extremely intelligent. However, sometimes it feels like my brain just wants to keep all the intelligence to itself, and I have personally in the past struggled a lot with articulation. So there's been times where I may be in a discussion, I may be speaking to someone, and I know exactly what I want to say in my head, but the words just won't come out. And I know for sure that really hindered my confidence, because I felt like, oh, if I don't articulate this properly, then there's just no point saying it. And I know that you can probably relate to this in some ways, and maybe times where you've really wanted to get your point across, but because you don't know how to properly say it, you don't say anything. Or maybe you do still say it, but because it was poorly articulated, it's made you feel a bit stupid, or it's made you look stupid in some way. So this is why it's so important to practice communication, so you can clearly and succinctly say exactly what it is that you are feeling in any given moment. And again, it's gonna take a lot of practice, and I myself am on this journey as well of bettering my communication and my articulation. And some of the things that I have found that are really helping me with this is by first just journaling my thoughts. So I like to journal exactly what I wanna say before I actually say it. So before I have a deep conversation or a serious conversation, I'll first just write out exactly what I want to say, just so it just eases it off my brain. It gives my brain a bit of time to catch up and to make sense of this. And then you'll find that when you have the conversation, it feels easier because you've already rehearsed exactly what it was that you wanted to say. Another thing that's really helped is just practicing where possible. I practice with as many people as I can, whether it be my friends, my boyfriend, especially my boyfriend, my therapist. I'm constantly practicing better communication with people, and even being here on YouTube. Although, yes, I want to grow my channel and I really want to build a successful business from YouTube, which I'm well on my way to do, I'm also seeing this as an opportunity to better my communication, because every video I create is a stepping stone to better communication. Every video gets better than the last one. So this is also another way to practice. So just find something that works for you and just keep going, keep practicing. You will get a lot better. And the more you are able to communicate, the more powerful you're gonna feel. And that's what's gonna activate your personal power. So yeah, that is it for this one. I hope you did enjoy. I hope it gave you some ideas on how you can go ahead and activate your personal power. If you haven't already, make sure you do hit that subscribe button. Also, just a reminder that this is a visual podcast. So if you are watching on YouTube and you prefer podcasts, you can head over to the podcast on Apple or Spotify. It's The Self-Mastery Journey. Or if you are watching over on the podcast, hey, if you prefer visual, you can head over to my YouTube channel, which is The Self-Mastery Journey by Montel B. Give this video a big thumbs up if you enjoyed, and I cannot wait to see you in the next one. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast episode. If you was vibing with this episode, be sure to screenshot this screen and tag me over on Instagram, and I will also share. You can find me over on Instagram at Montel B, and you can also find me on YouTube at Montel B as well. So if you want more goodness like this, then I do have a link in the show notes which will give you access to my email list. That's where I share exclusive content, exclusive episodes, and you'll be the first to know about any upcoming trainings. I would really appreciate if you went ahead and rated this podcast. I am brand new, so every rating counts. You can leave me a rating over on Anchor or Spotify. Thank you so much, and I'll see you in the next one.